How do you do?
Mr. Carl Linley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. We are about to unfold the story of Frankenstein, a man of science who sought to create a man after his own image without reckoning upon God. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. It deals with the two great mysteries of creation, life and death. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to... Well, we've warned you.
Apparition has seemed to appear in the room. It comes, a figure like death, and each time it comes more clearly, nearer. It seems to be reaching out for you, as if it would take you away from me. There it is. Look. There.
I see nothing, Elizabeth. Where? There's nothing.
There. There. It's coming for you. Nearer. Henry. 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 Henry.
We'll be right back.
asked you to rob any graves? To get him a body? Now, tell us the truth, or we'll hang you again and make a better job of it next time.
In the marbled reception hall, I receive a 3-band gold ring from Mark, a token of esteem. Running through ghost closet locker rooms to hide from Peter, was fallen to the old cold stone floor, wheezing and emitting a seemingly endless flow of ectoplasmic white goo from ears and mouth. A wind rushes through the hall, whistles as it breezes through the narrow slits in the green locked doors. I hide in one of these, number 13. Barely concealed but hopeful. Blackout. Blackout. I will climb this high wall in remembrance of Clancy to regain all. I died just a flicker of an eyelid ago. The wall has many holes and many foot pieces to fasten to. The wall is dangerous, and this is my penance. My penance and my task. I did it once and they wondered, yet I needed to go one more around. Protectingly, across rigidly, down easily, and foolishly, I endeavored again.
The next song we're going to be playing is Tonight is the Night of the Vampire. There's been a... You notice that when you were a little kid, you used to go to horror movies every Friday and Saturday. Or Saturday mornings, they'd have about 3 or 4 horror movies. After Worlds Collide, When Worlds Collide, and things like that. Creature with the Atom Brain. And then horror films kind of went to... the horror of Dracula and things like that. They got really good, but they begin prying on your inner fears. And so this next song we're going to play, Tonight is the Night of the Vampire, pries in on your inner fears. One of the lines in it is, if it's raining and you're running, don't slip in mud, because if you do, you'll slip in blood. Tonight is the Night of the Vampire.
The night of the
We'd better get away from these parts. It isn't safe.
Why?
I'm frightened. The monster.
Ah, there's no danger. He's safe in jail and they'll keep him there.
Just did a little bitty bit off the tip of a Ford truck key. And I said, hey, stranger, your cocaine, it tastes just like gasoline. And now I'm wandering around the streets, I've been suffering from a lack of sleep. Well, I think I'm gonna die tonight, but I don't care. Yes, I think I'm gonna die tonight, and I don't care. Well, I just got into a fist fight, and you'd better believe that I won. Well, I was hitting him hard, and I laid him out, and I believe he was my best friend. By the hell, I'm gonna die tonight, so why should I care? Yes, I know I'm gonna die tonight, and I don't care. I went a-hopping around the bars downtown, I was telling everyone how I feel. I went from A-list to 86, then my bouncer broke my lip. But the only thing that hurts is I'm bleeding on a $10 shirt. By the hell, I'm gonna die tonight, so why should I care? Yes, I know I'm gonna die tonight, and I don't care. Wandering around and walking, ain't I talking to myself about everything that has put me in this way that I feel. Where the hell I'm gonna die tonight, so I don't care. Yes, I know I'm gonna die tonight, and I don't care. Then I woke to the beauty of the morning and afternoon. Then she stood over me, asking where I've been. Well, don't ask me about last night, you just ask me how I feel. 'Cause you know I'm gonna die tonight, if you don't care. Yes, I know I'm gonna die tonight, if you don't care. And her face turned a bright red, and her eyes, it looked quite frightening. She said, your crap's on the lawn, now get on out, just who do you think I am? Well, if you don't treat a woman right, she's gonna put you out for the night. And I know I'm gonna die tonight, I'm gonna freeze to death. Yes, I know I'm gonna die tonight, I'm gonna freeze to death.
We'll be right back.
It's alive. Oh, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. Oh, in the name of God.
Now I know what it feels like to be God.
And begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be...
the ground. It had a coal black hair, and laser eyes. His pale white skin against the darkening skies seemed to say that the wind was at his call. Then a silence fell as the idol said nothing at all. And then he raised his hands, the night stood still. He looked around at the crowd until the voodoo doctor gave him a guitar. Then they all bowed down in the light of the voodoo star. And it sounded like this.
Of deceitful type proportions. A guest goes next door to his neighbor, secretly excited, as aforementioned was a hunter who radio enthusiast wanted friendship and favor on. We'll be right back.
Look out! The lever! Get away from that lever! You'll blow us all to atoms!
Henry! Under the door! Henry!
Get back! Get back!
I won't let you come!
But I can't leave them! I can't!
Yes! Go! You live! Go! You stay! We belong dead.
Won't you come into my parlor? Said the spider to the fly. I've the cutest little living room that you did ever spy. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Because she walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. You should see my art collection. It's the best that gold can buy. Not to speak of my fine etchings that will surely please your eye. Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Because you walked into his parlor unsuspecting little fly. You must hear my new Victrola, never fails to satisfy. We can play the latest music to the cue and hide the eye. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Because you walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. Yaddy. Yaddy. Come on out of that wheel. As a gentleman and scholar, by the spider to the fly. After you have seen my parlor, you no longer will be shy. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Oh, fly.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Because you walked into his parlor, unsuspecting little fly. Come out of that way.
Forget. If only I could forget. That it's never out of my mind. I've been cursed for delving into the mysteries of life. Perhaps death is sacred, and I've profaned it. Oh, what a wonderful vision it was.
We walked along and talked along till we to the levelless ground. Then I picked up a stick of wood and I knocked that Boston bitch down. Watch me kill. Watch me kill the Boston girl. She fell upon her bending knees crying, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Gigi, don't murder me now, for I'm not prepared to die. But watch me kill, watch me kill the Boston girl. Little attention did I pay, I beat her more and more. I beat her till the blood. blood gushed out, then I raped that bleeding whore. And watch me kill, watch me kill the Boston girl. We walked along and talked along till we came to the levelless ground. Then I picked up a stick of wood and I knocked the Boston bitch down. Watch me kill, watch me kill the Boston girl. Watch me kill, watch me kill the Boston girl.
Trees are looking crooked and the bushes seem wrong. He never noticed till now how untidy it seemed. He found thinking how his God looked in dreams. The pale sun flickers through the twitching trees, and the wind blows the lonely rustling leaves. In the shed that he sharpens up his sickens of blades, and the wind picks up, and the sun comes.
Let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing right over there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go cool.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted. Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go and poke around.
Yeah.
Valmon, I learnt a great deal from you at the university about the violet ray, the ultraviolet ray, which you said was the highest color in the spectrum. You were wrong. Here in this machinery, I have gone beyond that. I have discovered the great ray that first brought life into the world.
Oh, and your proof?
Tonight you shall have your proof. First, I experimented only with dead animals, and then a human heart, which I kept beating for 3 weeks. But now, I am going to turn that ray on that body and endow it with life.
And you really believe that you can bring life to the dead?
That body is not dead. It has never lived. I created it. I made it with my own hands from the bodies I took from graves, from the gallows, anywhere.
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolfman blooms and the full moon shining bright.
We'll be right back.
We shall be ready.